And then journaling. Keep a journal to track your feelings and your behaviors and your patterns. That's going to help you. That self-reflection fosters self-awareness. And because of that, again, losing my son tragically, I've been able to help in addition with prayer and in addition with a wonderful, wonderful therapist. I've been able to keep myself. And so, number one, I want you to practice self-awareness. You're listening to Powerful, a podcast that will provide you with solutions to ignite your superpowers, identify your limiting habits, and help you be more authentic. Hi, I'm your host, Bridget Brown Jackson. The episodes are cultivated with you in mind and teach us how to be intentionally powerful. It is declared that you are ordained for it. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Bridget Brown Jackson. Listen, welcome back to another episode of Powerful. It's Willed Wednesday, and we know what we say about Willed Wednesday. Listen, you are willed to do the things that you strive and achieve to do. And not just that you're willed to do it, you can do it. I know. You haven't heard my personal voice in a while. I've been absent. And what I was able to do was take some time back, take care of my mental health, and do some things that I'm going to share with you today. Self-regulation. So let's get into it right now. But before we get started, please, if you have not liked, shared, and subscribed how you are listening to this podcast, the platform, please make sure you do so. And the biggest thing that you can do for me, if you are really being blessed by these words of inspiration, is to write a review. I have had thousands upon thousands of people listen, but they're not writing the reviews. Could you please stop right after this, 30 seconds, and give me a review on one of the platforms? Or you always can go to BridgetBrownJackson.com/podcast and leave it there too as well. So let's get into this. We're going to talk about self-regulation today. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because we spend a lot of time trying to get to know things, to become better. But the greatest thing that you can do is increase your emotional intelligence. Been talking about that for a long time since I started my business. And one of the things that I'm working with my clients a lot on is this. And one of the biggest pieces is that self-regulation. Can I tell you something? I have been able to go through the obstacles that I'm currently going through because of the fact that I have spent time building and coaching myself and building upon my emotional intelligence. Now, did that sound perfect? Absolutely not. But I'm working on it every day and I am very, very conscientious. And so that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to give you. So let me give you the definition, because again, as a former teacher, you know, I love definitions. So self-regulation is your essence of managing your behavior, emotions, and thoughts effectively. And so I want everybody to be able to do that, right? So here's some practical tips for enhancing your self-regulation. Number one, practice self-awareness. Number two, set achievable goals. And number three, give yourself some grace. Yes. All right. So let's break this down. Practice self-awareness. Again, as I said, that's one of the reasons why I've been able to be calm, if you can call my word calm, because I go up and down. If this is your first time listening to me, and you don't know what I'm talking about, 7 months ago, so you might be listening to this in a time in the future, but 7 months from the day of recording this, I lost my 26-year-old son, tragically, gun violence. And my world was turned upside down. But because I practice self-awareness and I've been doing it for years, but especially for the past 5 years, four of them, I've been helping coach other people. And I'm always my coach first. And so the things that I was doing prior to this was reflecting, doing mindfulness techniques, and journaling. And because of that, I have literally been able to come over on the other side. So let me break that down. Reflect. Take time to understand your emotions and what your triggers are. Notice how you react in different situations, and then be prepared for that again when you come into new encounters with them. And then secondary, be very, very mindful. So what are those different mindful practices that you do? For me, one of the main things that I do is prayer, but also What are those things that are going to help you gain control over your thoughts and your emotion? And so I actually talked to myself too. Yes. I said, girl, Bridget, come on now. And so what are those mindful things that you do? Some people meditate. I meditate too, but my meditation is a little bit different. Mine is actually connected with prayer. And then journaling, last but not least, keep a journal to track your feelings and your behaviors and your patterns. That's going to help you. That self-reflection fosters self-awareness. And because of that, again, losing my son tragically, I've been able to help in addition with prayer and in addition with a wonderful, wonderful therapist. I've been able to keep myself. And so number one, I want you to practice self-awareness. Number two, set achievable goals. And so how you can do that is break down your goals. Divide those larger goals into smaller chunks. I used to tell my staff when I was a principal all the time, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So go really, really small. What are those manageable steps to get you to that ultimate destination that you want to get to? The second thing, as you set to achieve your goals, is prioritize. Identify what truly matters to you. You might have some goals, but right now they might not be the goals. So align your goals with your values and your long-term aspirations. For example, for me, I had to prioritize. I love you all, especially my faithful, loyal listeners and the people that are new. Love you, even though I didn't know you. And so, but I had to prioritize. I had to put my mental health over doing this podcast for a couple of months because it takes a lot to do this podcast. So I had to step back from that, as well as some of the other things that I did in my business so that I could come back better and stronger. And baby, I'm back better and stronger. And then celebrate progress. Acknowledge your achievements along the way. I tell my clients, I do what's called the ABC method, and C is celebrate. Celebrate your progress. Celebrate those small wins so that you can boost your motivation, and that's actually going to reinforce your self-regulation. We love it when we can see those things happening. And if you would love to hear, please let me know. I'll put it in the link below too as well and share it with you. I have a 22-day habit building checklist. It's real simple. It's real easy. So I have a YouTube video describing that. So I'll connect that too. And that's going to help you celebrate. And then last but not least, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Y'all hear me clapping? Give yourself grace. Be kind to yourself. So here's the three things that you can do with that. Treat yourself with kindness. So self-compassion, treat yourself with kindness, especially during challenging moments. I have to treat myself with compassion right now and understand that everyone makes mistakes. So for me right now, I have to understand my brain is not the same brain. Bridget is not the same Bridget. And so I have to constantly give myself grace when I'm my behavior is changing because of the fact that I had a major trauma, a major, major trauma. And then avoid perfectionism. Stop trying to make it perfect. I tell my clients all the time, done is better than perfect. So strive for progress, not perfection. So if you're making small, tiny increments, hey, amen. Accept the imperfections and learn from those setbacks, all right? And then practice patience. Woo-wee. I don't know. If you like me, you need to practice patience. Give yourself time to process emotions before reacting. So pause between feeling and action. It's okay, so that you can make thoughtful choices. But practice that patience, all right? And most of all, I just want you to remember that self-regulation is a journey, and consistent practice is going to help lead you to those positive changes. Hope this has been a blessing to you today. I hope I have allowed you to think outside of yourself, because as we are building and growing our personal leadership, it's always things that we have to do. So again, to recap, I want you to get the best out of yourself. So practice self-awareness, set achievable goals for yourself, and give yourself grace. In other words, be kind to yourself. And I tell my clients this all the time too, because sometimes we would never talk to other people the way we talk to ourselves. Again, I hope this was a blessing for you. If you would like to find out how to do this better, hey, hit your girl up. I am your partner in success. I would love to share with you some ideas, some tips, some strategies. Now, some of my stuff I have is called Free 99. And there are some things that I have that are low-cost tools that can help you too as well. And so if you want to practice that self-awareness, I have an amazing, yes, I said amazing. I have an amazing journal that I have out in these marketplace streets. You can get it right on Amazon.com. It's called It's a Powerful Day Journal. Listen, it can change your life. If you're interested, the link is below, but you can always go on Amazon. Look me up. I'm Googleable, y'all. I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it up. I'm Googleable. My name is Bridget Brown Jackson. You can find me if you Google me. If you put all three of those names together, you're going to find me. All right, I'm doing Acacilia stuff now. Again, I'm so glad to be back. Thank you so much for taking time out to listen. If there was no you, there would be no need for me. And I am so very grateful that you allow me to come into your ears and be able to provide you with these amazing tips and strategies so that you can continue to be powerful. Remember, you are God's very, very special and best that he has. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Until next Wednesday, adios.